A 2024 Anti-Defamation League audit recorded 9,354 anti-Semitic incidents, an 893% increase over the past decade. With political and religious tensions high, the numbers keep rising. Dr. Chapman Rackaway, Radford University's political science chair, says in the U.S., anti-Semitism is often confused with criticism of Israeli government decisions, and not all Israelis are Jewish.
People are very much looking for outlets for their anger right now, and oftentimes that's displaced. And I think that is one of those personal psychological factors that is driving a lot of these increased acts of anti-Semitism.
Rackaway says that with hate-induced violence prevalent worldwide, leaders can either soften the impact or inflame it with rhetoric, pointing to the U.S., where he cites the recent deaths of director Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle as an example.
And President Trump's really abhorrent social media posts about him are a sign of how we are willing to talk about people in ways that are just avowedly negative.
Noting the shootings in Australia and at Brown University, Rackaway says college students and organizations like Hillel at Virginia Tech unfortunately have reason to fear possible future incidents. Connor Arthur, WFIR News.